Guys, if you haven't checked up on our social media recently, what have you been doing? I'm at Nick Hardwick, and Jamie is at jamie.hardwick. That's J-A-Y-M-E with a period and then Hardwick, which is not to be confused with the other Jamie Hardwick, who I tagged a little while ago on Instagram, and she notified me that you may want to get this straight, bud. Your wife may be pissed at you. That earned me the Worst Husband of the Week award. Sorry, babe. Anyway, you guys know that Lose Like Alignment is going off. I'm sure you've seen some of the ads circulating. Hundreds of men now are losing staggering amounts of weight on a daily basis. It's been so awesome to see. And of course, I had no idea that life would turn into this for me or for us. I just had to get the information out of my head, share it with others, see if it could help people reclaim their lives. And lo and behold, it has. And I am just really grateful to be a part of this amazing team. And the most fulfilling thing for me and the program is the weekly interactions that we get through the accountability network. So sign up for that. It is awesome to get personal connections and have conversations and get to understand who people are, what their challenges are, and assist on a very personal basis on a weekly basis. So as this was all going on, we're getting crazy amounts of requests from the ladies wondering if this program is good for them too. And for me, I said, sure, yeah, it is. But really, since the beginning, I've tried to get Jamie to give my plan a try, and she would try it for a day or two and then basically tell me it wasn't for her. And finally, listening to the requests on social media and through email for a female version, and then getting some feedback back from females who were actually in the program and taking that into account, and then asking and not telling Jamie what could make this plan work for her and for other females, she went, took the parts from the men's program that she liked, modified it to accommodate the female body and your guys' individual preferences, and gave it a try. And I tread lightly saying this to her. Thankfully, she's not around right now. But it's been super cool watching her own this program. She has gained control back over the food, has reset her hunger cues, and has lost the weight she's been trying to lose really forever. I know. Believe me, I don't think she has anything to lose either. But still, she's getting to a place where she feels great about her body. And that is important. In fact, I just get out of the bathroom and she says, I've lost this weight, but Nick, I've lost an inch off of my waist. She's taken measurements. So we sent the adjustments back to our design team, and voila, the Lose Like a Lady program is born. We would love for you guys to join the team. If you want to know more, all food preferences and eating styles work within the framework we provide in both the men's and the women's program. We do provide body weight only workouts and daily activities known as every hour on the hour exercises, EHO. But guess what? As we tell everyone, the exercise is the least important component of the plan. It's not required to lose weight. If you don't want to exercise, or you've got your own form of exercise that you would rather do, do that. We are never going to discourage that. This program will help you figure out what works best for you. You're going to learn appropriate caloric loads for the day and per meal. You're going to learn how to match your caloric intake with daily activity levels. You're going to break free from the having to eat a meal every 3 hours cycle. It really is an incredibly empowering experience. Also, the program helps build healthy self-care habits that make the program sustainable for life. And it's wonderful when you figure out that the more you take care of yourself, the healthier, the easier it is to make good choices when it comes to food, when it comes to exercise. And the best part about the program that a lot of people find is it's 4 weeks on and 2 weeks off of the plan. That is what we call a diet break. How many programs encourage you to not do the diet? We do that so you're going to build trust with yourself. You're going to take the skills you learned and you're going to put them to test in the real world. The whole process, it's incredibly empowering. When you reclaim your health, you really do reclaim your life. Join our teams. Sign up at hardwick.life. It's like hardwick.com, but hardwick.life. And use the code podcast20 for 20% off the order. And by the way, you can use that code forever on anything site-wide forever. And we want you to know that we're here for you. You can email me directly at nick@nickhardwick.com. I do. I get back to everybody. Try it. Try me. I'll get back to you. Anything you have. Show recommendations, any questions, any support, any criticism. We're here for that. Throw everything my way. You need help modifying this program to suit your particular needs? All you got to do is ask. We've helped hundreds of people make this program work in their lives, and you can too. All right, guys, back to the show. Check it out, hardwick.life, podcast 20 for 20% off, and we hope to see you on the network soon. Love you guys. Thank you. Sean, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing good.
Yeah, looking good?
Yeah, feeling good.
Got your hair all done.
Yeah.
Hey, where are you at?
I am in the suburbs of Chicago.
Nice. You from Chicago area?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, south suburbs of Chicago. And then we moved out to, I don't know if you're familiar with the Chicago area, but we moved southwest suburbs like Joliet area of Chicago. So about 45 minutes from Chicago.
Yeah, I had this original tattoo done in Joliet.
Okay.
Yeah, so I know where you're at. And I've been to a NASCAR race there before.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably about 20 minutes from our house. So.
Oh, right on. Yeah, it was, I guess, at the time it was the Tropicana 400. I don't know if it still is.
Yeah, the names have changed so many times, I feel like, over the years.
Naming rights, yeah, who knows? It's still, I'm assuming it's still 400 miles.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right on. Well, tell me a little bit about you. Tell me how do we get where we are and where are we going?
Yeah, so let's start with this. So I was heavy into exercise. I'd gotten to this point where I was like, man, I'm getting too heavy. I need to start cutting weight. I need to start changing my lifestyle. This is about 10 years ago. And this is just around the time that my son was born. I was right around 375 at the time. Hired a personal trainer, got a gym membership. And, you know, about 9 months or so, I lost, you know, about 85 pounds.
Wow.
Got under 300. And I had to have a nose surgery. I had really bad allergies. So they had to do a bunch of stuff in my nasal cavity, and I couldn't go to the gym or have any strenuous exercise for 4 to 6 weeks minimum. And so during that time, I got real lazy. I just lost sync. You know, by the time I went back to the gym, I probably gained about 10 or 15 pounds. And my head just wasn't in it like it was before. I just could not get back into the rhythm even with the trainer there, you know? And so my membership with the trainer and gym had ended, and slowly but surely the weight came back on. Right. And so fast forward to now, you know, so about 10 years ago, like I said, I started this program at 432. So I had gained, you know, well over 100 pounds, and, I just started feeling like crap and, you know, waking up every morning, just groggy, my knees hurt. Even if I wanted to exercise, it just didn't interest me because it just hurt so bad. Right. And,
yeah, I can't imagine being that big and what that feels like. I mean, I know what it felt like to be at my highest. I was 308, and I know what that felt like. And I know getting through the day, how hard that was. But take that and magnify that even more. That's quite the day.
Last year, I had gotten diverticulitis real bad, and I was in the hospital for a few days right at the time COVID started peaking, at the end of last March. And I'd lost about 40 pounds just because I couldn't eat anything. I was constantly in the bathroom. I was just doing liquids for about 3 weeks. So I'm like, you know, I got to turn my life around now. I'm down a little bit of weight. And again, slowly but surely, I just wasn't eating right. And, you know, my stomach started feeling better, and I gained back that 40 pounds and, you know, plus, you know, in a year's time. So I, my work, offers a bio screening every year free to the employees. If you go and do it, they'll give you back $150 on your flexible spending account for whatever you want to use it for. Right. And I've never done it before, but I'm like, I'm going to try it out this year, you know? And so I went, got the blood work done, and everything came back like off the charts. And it was a real eye opener to me. And you know, I went to the doctor with my wife, and, you know, doctor basically was like, if you keep going down this path, you know, you're not going to make 40, you know. And that was,
how old are you?
I just turned 38 in March. So that was, you know, a couple of years.
Wow. And so you, that happens. Was that the moment that you go, I got to get it together. Change has to happen.
Yeah. So that day I had the doctor's visit was the first day that I had started this plan. Actually, I had planned on doing this, prior to that, you know, I had scheduled a doctor visit for whatever it was a week later, but I had started this, you know, that Monday was my first day on the program. And, you know, just hearing that was just mind blowing to me.
It creates a little bit of urgency, I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm right. Still, I like to think of myself as still being young and, you know, I've got young kids and a wife and that just, you know, that just can't happen. Right. So.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't want to do that to them. And if you don't want to do it for yourself, you don't want to do that to them. How did your wife react to all that?
You know, she's been telling me for a while, you know, I got to get my crap together. And, you know, I guess it's easier said than done. You know, looking back at it, you know, how successful I've been now on this, like, yeah, I should have years ago have done this, right? And I just don't think I've ever was in the right mind to do it. I always feel like if you're going to start some type of diet plan, you have to really want to do it. Otherwise you're not going to be successful yep. with it.
Yeah.
And I had gotten to the point where my mind was right. And I had to do something and I wanted to do something. So.
Again, that's one thing that I talk about all the time is kind of turning the wants into needs, right? It's like, unless you need something, you're going to give up on it. I really feel that way about a lot of things. It's to get success. If I can turn that into a need rather than just, yeah, it'd be nice to lose 10 pounds or it'd be nice to lose 100 pounds or whatever. It's like, no. I see the numbers. I see where this is going. I need to. They need me to. But it's also a quite the challenge too for your wife. And there's so many of us that are like this. You're not going to tell me. I don't care if you've got my best interest in mind. You're not going to tell me what is best for me. And some of us are like that. And I'm like that. It's like, I have to figure it out on my own rather than you telling me. So you coming to it on your own was probably one of the most, and making the choice, I guess, on your own, maybe was one of the profound things that has allowed you success.
Absolutely. Yeah. My mind is full in on this. So I've been doing this plan now for 2 months, 4 weeks on, 2 week break. And now this is my second full week. Today I weighed it myself in this morning and I'm down 55 pounds. So, super happy right now. And like I said, so I don't even know if I have a realistic goal in mind of where I'd like to get to. Long-term goal, I'd like to lose 200 pounds. You know, I'd like to get down to the 220s and say that I lost 200 pounds. So I don't know how long that's going to take, but.
Committed. No, it's awesome because having that big dream, that big vision and then focusing on now, not worrying too much about the goal, but really focusing on the journey, I think is a super important part of it. But having that out there to know where I'm going and this is the vector that I'm moving in. And then all of a sudden, you know, however long it takes, because it goes real fast at first and it's still going to, you still have big gains that you can make in this thing and you will for a while, I would imagine. But then when you're down in the 250s, it's going to slow down. But then to get that last 30 off, right, it's, you're going to have your eyes on the prize. But I can't imagine going from 432 when you get down even below 300 or into the 250s, what changes in you? Have you thought about that at all? I mean,
yeah. You know, obviously clothes is starting to fit better now. That's your first thing, right? And when I got below 400, when I stepped on the scale for the first time and that first digit wasn't a four, it was like a huge milestone for me. You know, today when I weighed in, you know, I was in the 370s, mid 370 range. And that's where I started when I last you know, really took a diet and workout plunge into my life. And so that's huge to me. So I know I can do it. Like these, you know, this next 75 to 80 pounds for me is going to be really critical. And, you know, 5-10 pounds at a time, I look at it, you know, so I, you know, by the end of the summertime, I'm really hoping that I'm down below, you know, 340, 330 range, you know. Yeah. It seems like a ton of weight still, but, you know, every day I wake up, I feel better. My knees aren't as sore. I feel like when I just, you know, going up and down stairs at the house, I'm not winded doing that any longer. Getting, you know, creative with meals, you know, it's just all fitting together, and it just feels great now. So
what's working for you in the plan?
The biggest thing is the meal, right? So I feel like being able to, you know, be creative with meals, and you gave us the foundation of, you know, here's the three macronutrients to use, you know, you do what you want with it.
Yeah.
I'm not super picky with food like some people are, and they kind of turn away at certain foods. I'm just like, well, let's give it a shot and let's see how it is. And, you know, more times than not, I'm like, that's pretty darn good actually. So.
Cool. Yeah. Your curiosity, that's helping. And then go ahead if you had something else.
No, I was just going to say, yeah, the food has been the biggest thing for me. You and I were speaking on one of our Saturday talks, and my daughter is in full-time travel softball. So the weekends can be a little bit more difficult for me, depending on how games, you know, line up and, you know, where meals line up. So I've been trying to get better at bringing certain snacks with me so I can snack on throughout the day to, you know, healthier snacks. So I'm not going to the concession stand with my son and grabbing a hot dog or nachos or whatever. But yeah, it's been great so far with, you know, the meal prep. So,
and then everybody's got their own things that they change or tweak about the plan, which I think is just awesome, right? It's like, it's not up to me. It's like, here's the product. I'm not going to tell you how to use it. Here's some themes that we like to follow, and but everyone has their own unique twist on it. Have you come up with one yet that has allowed you more success, or have you stuck to the blueprint more or less?
Yeah, I've stuck to the blueprint more or less. You know, I try to have that salad every day, you know, to end the day out. The weird thing for me is the heavier days of meals, so the 3 and 4 day meals, I feel like I'm more hungry on those days than I am on the 2 and 1 day meal.
It's true. It is true. My wife and I were just talking about it. She says on the 2 meal days for her, when she does them, there's a moment where she's always going, I'm hungry. And then she goes, I'm going to wait a little bit. And then an hour passes. And then all of a sudden the hunger goes away. And then she just keeps moving with the day. And I kind of describe it like it. I talk about it in the book of metabolic flexibility a little bit. So when you have built a little bit more flexibility in and your body's more efficient at burning different macronutrients, whether it's carbs or fat, and the days that you're having less meals, your body kicks over to that backup generator and that long haul system. And it goes, oh, we're going to be all right. Let's start pulling from the stores that we have on the body. And then it takes a little bit to convert over. I feel like from, am I going to have a meal every 3 hours? Nope, not going to have a meal every 3 hours a day. You may only get one meal, or you may get 2 meals. And then once that system kicks over, then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm fine. But that little, there's like a little barrier there at first. I used to describe it like a gelatinous barrier. It's like, oh, I feel sluggish. And then all of a sudden you get through it, you're good. And I think she's finally experiencing that. But then when you're having meals every bump, 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 every 3 hours, then I think your body's just kind of, it's ready to go. Like it's primed to take in the nutrients.
Yeah. I've, the hunger sensation that y'all get, like, you know, your stomach starts to growl. You're like, oh, I'm hungry. And a lot of times you're not, it's just, you know, something your body's going through, I guess, but I've gotten past that. Like that doesn't bother me any longer, but nice. On the 1 day meals, I feel like towards the end of the day, especially if I'm doing a lot of walking or, you know, stuff around the house, I start to feel like I need that boost of energy. Like I do need to eat something here.
Yes. Yes. And that is true. You do.
And then I do, and then I feel great for the rest of the day, you know, so.
Awesome. Yeah, because you do really start to get low, right? Your body's just like, oh, my God, give me something, would you please? Yeah, and we could make it. Like I describe, it's like nobody's ever died of starvation with extra fat or muscle on their body. So we could make it, but your brain's not feeling real good right then. Yeah. Well, Sean, I am super proud to be a part of this. I'm pumped for you, dude. And to hear your joints feel better, and you've got a handle on it, man. You got a handle on it. You're sailing.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you for everything. I know you're not going to take all the credit for it, but you know, putting the plan together like this, and you know, obviously with everybody that's you know, on your team on Saturdays, and you know, everybody's having success. It's just awesome. Awesome support group, and really glad I joined. So
cool. Well, thank you, buddy. Greatly, greatly appreciated. Have a great day, and maybe we'll see you Saturday.
Yep, we'll do. See you guys.
Oh, you got softball.
I do, but I think we'll be able to fit Saturday in, so it will be good. I'll be there.
All right, cool, bud. See ya. Thank you.